counterpart to this kinah. It's hashlama it's hashlama to this kinah. This kinah spoke about poi. In order for anything ruchnius to exist in this world, it needs a makom. It needs to be rooted in something. In order for anything to grow, it needs where to grow into. This world is a very mitzumtzumdike world, and looking around, there's not much room for growth, because growth means I'm growing towards something. So the muscle, a person wants to be a big Talmud Chacham, and the biggest Talmud Chacham that he knows does Chumash and Rashi. So the person is not going to grow far, because his hasaga of what's a be-all of a Talmud Chacham is somebody else Chumash and Rashi. The word koi, the Sifse Koyin, the Sifse Koyin is a makobel, a karkadmin, it's in the results, Talmidim. He says that the word koi is the kaf hadimyan as a noun. In other words, ki is the kaf hadimyan. Koi is kaf hadimyan in a full sense of the word. It's like saying a similar to. All neviim are misnabe koyama Hashem, because they never were able to be teufis, the etzem mitzias of something. Moshe said zeadava, neviim said koyama Hashem. Be'erech, I have a picture in front of me of what's supposed to be, and I'm trying to reach up to the picture. He says it on Koyse Varchu. He says that Kohanim take a bracha from a Shefa Elyon, and they shtel it to each person kifi yecholtoi, and kifi what he can do. So that's why it is the Koyse Varchu. To be rooted is the aschala of ruchnistic growth. A person cannot be anything if he has no makom that he's rooted to. But if a person has no shemayim, has no beyond to look up to aspire to, a person is not going to go either. So if I take a plant and it's rooted very, very strongly, very well rooted, but I put a box around it, it'll never grow bigger than the box. That's what it'll be. This world, being a physical world, is limiting, very limiting. And a person can be a fine person in a very physical sense of the word, but that's it. What's he going to strive for? The Mokam HaMikdash is Shar HaShemayim. It's a gateway to something beyond. And when I have a gateway and I can see that there's a beyond, then I can at least aspire to come out of my little box and grow someplace. The Beis HaMikdash was the koi. The Nil had koi. He couldn't even tell the Nairim, Avraham Avinu, where we're going to. The Nil had koi. All I can do is give you some sort of sense of the beyond. The word koi is the beyond. It's the gateway. When I'm able to use the kaf hadimyan, it means I take what is beyond, a concept, an idea, a mitzias that's beyond, and I shtel it zu, I bring it to this. So I say, this is like this. I've taken something beyond, and I've sort of coupled it with something that's within. And that's the Beis HaMikdash. Beis HaMikdash was a gateway to Shemayim. So the world of Kedusha that we're missing is double. There's the poi. We don't have root for it. It's shiftless. It's wandering. It grabs its chiyas where it can. It doesn't have the kviyas. And then we're missing the koi. When there's no world of ruchnis that we're exposed to in the way of like the Beis HaMikdash, if there's no Shah Shemayim, then our world is artsius. Better artsius. You put it a little bit, brushed up a little bit, nicer, but still artsius. this kina is the koi, is the koi sevar, all the kois, the kafa dimyan. Beis HaMikdash was the kafa dimyan for Klal Yisrael. And without a kafa dimyan, we are where we are, with no connection to anything above us. Ey, koyoyme, 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 koyoyme,